We want to encourage you to build the bond. Bonds hold everything together, like bricks in the wall. Your family needs the family bonding to hold everyone in their proper relationship. At this year's Family Vision Conference, we're going to talk about 7 essential healthy relationships to help your family build strong bonds. The first bond is the most important, and that is the spiritual bond. The spiritual bond that we have with God. This bond comes through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby God sent His Son to die for our sins, and He rose again from the dead so that we can know God. God has given us His Spirit to bond our spirit with His Spirit. He's given us a new covenant to bring us into a relationship with Him. So by His Spirit, through the Lord Jesus Christ, the new covenant we have through the shed blood of the Lord, we enter into this bond, this covenant, this relationship with God. This creates a tremendous spiritual bond that we have with God and that God has with us. This spiritual bond is the foundational bond for all bonds and for all knowledge. This is the most important bond, the spiritual bond. This spiritual bond with God works itself into a spiritual bond, the second one, that we have with God's people. God's people in the church is the second spiritual bond. Paul said that our hearts are to be knit together in love with the people of God. That's a strong bond, isn't it? Think about knitting. Knitting your heart together with somebody else. That's a strong spiritual bond that we have in the church. The third bond that we have is the family bond. Now, the family bond is built upon the spiritual bond, and it's the most comprehensive bond that there is known to man. When I say comprehensive, it means it includes all that we are: our minds, our emotions, our will, our physical, and our spiritual. From this bond, the marriage bond, comes the bond of the family. And that bond of the family is the creation of children. This physical consummation creates the bonds of love that create children. This too is a mystery and a great gift from God. But Scripture says in Malachi 2, 14 and 15, He did not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit. And why one? Because God seeks godly offspring, godly seed. God created the powerful bond between a husband and a wife to produce children. The importance of this relationship is expressed in the fifth commandment: honor your father and your mother. God values the bond between the parent and a child. This is a very important bond, the parent-child relationship, the parent-child bond. The fifth bond is a bond of friendships. Friendships are an important aspect of healthy relationships. And so this fifth bond is the bond of friendship. The sixth bond is the bond that we have from Christ that causes us to love the lost. Jesus was, again, moved with compassion to reach out and love people. He was moved with compassion to meet their needs. He was moved with compassion to love those who didn't love Him. And so we are to be moved with compassion to be able to bond with others, even though they may not love us. We are to be moved with compassion to love the lost. This is the sixth aspect of an essential bond, an essential relationship. The seventh aspect is hospitality, philoxenia, the love of strangers, the love for strangers. And so we're to give ourselves for the love of strangers. And that would be people we don't know, that would be in the church or outside of the church. We're to love strangers. So as you put all these relationships together, various relationships centered in God, our fundamental relationship is a spiritual bond that we have with God. That creates a bond that we have with our brothers and sisters in the church. We understand, spiritually speaking, that God made a physical bond. That's the marriage covenant. That connects the spiritual and the physical together in the marriage covenant, the most comprehensive bond known to man, the act of marriage. That bond creates a new family. From that new family come children. God creates a tremendous bond when He turns the hearts of parents to their children. The fifth commandment is a very clear declaration that that is a good relationship. It's a good bond. And we're to honor the relationship between the child and the parent. If you would like to learn more about how to establish a healthy family bond in these seven relationships, I would ask you to join us for this year's Family Vision Conference.